Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. Why is Kathy Houston giving me such a
Andy, what are you doing
look?
Here? We're Splenda.
I don't know. I shouldn't be here, but yet I am. I am Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine. How's everybody doing today?
Awesome.
Meh.
Okay, let's ramp up the interest. All right, people. That was Kathy Houston. Kathy, how are you?
I'm all right, but I want to be home by my pool.
Okay, so what was your favorite moment of the weekend?
Being home by my pool.
Perfect. Michelle Bell, who was just telling us stories of her weekend. How
in
are
Avalon.
You?
I'm fabulous.
Fabulous.
I'd be more fabulous if I was in Avalon.
Exactly.
So would we all.
And, of course, that was Joe Haley, everybody. Joe, how are you today?
I am terrific, Andy.
Would you rather be somewhere else as well, or is this the place you want to be?
With my favorite people in the whole world? Of course.
This is where we want to be. All right. Well, we are getting ready to take your calls today. Our topic is how to overcome a summer sales slump. So, need any ideas?
That's alliteration.
Yeah, I just said some summer sales slump.
Summer sales slump.
Need some ideas on how to ramp up your sales during the next few months? Give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We'd be happy to take your calls. And, Joe, what are we going to give them if you give us a call and we take your call on the air?
Well, Andy, we will give everyone a $25 Visa gift card.
Sounds like a good deal to me. All right, Joe, tell us what else is on tap for today's show.
Well, first I'd like to tell you who else is in the studio with us. We've got...
Yeah, I never remember those guys.
I know.
Guys.
All right. Aww. Working the soundboard is Craig Veltri. And,
yay,
of course, answering everyone's
That's
call...
That's my bald brother.
That is. Answering everyone's call is Facebook Vinny Driscoll. So when you call in, you will hear him. He just flashed a peace sign.
Those were
there.
The rabbit ears that just went into the camera's view.
Victory. All right. What do we have? Well, we got a packed show for you today, Andy. 10 business emails you should never send. Raise your hand if you sent something to the wrong person that was like, ooh, I shouldn't have done that.
I just did it last week. Uh-oh. I meant to send you something. Went to somebody else.
Uh-oh.
Outside of the company. Yep.
Was it a bad thing?
No, it wasn't terribly bad, but it was an inside thing between that only you and I would have understood. And then this gentleman outside of our office also got the message.
Very good.
I quickly shot him one back and said, that wasn't for you.
Andy, you're going to tell us about Panera's Opens, a pay-what-you-want charity-focused outlet. And I can't wait to hear what that is because I am confused. I have no idea. Michelle wants to tell everyone what distributors want from suppliers. That was based from your great session out in San Diego. So we're interested and excited about hearing those things. 8 tips to boost your bottom line? Talk to Joe Haley.
Oh,
I got everything
there.
Kathy has some effective lead generation tools. Of course, we have our favorite things. But we'll start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds with Andy Cohen. Go.
All right, Joe. Thanks very much. We begin this morning with supplier acquisition news. St. Regis Crystal has purchased fellow Canadian supplier Prestige Glass International. St. Regis and Prestige will maintain their current ASI numbers and contact information, but as part of the deal, Prestige President Robert Jackson is leaving the industry. This is the second acquisition in the past 13 months, easy for me to say, for St. Regis after it purchased the Martin Company last April. On to news of a scam that is impacting many industry distributors. A group of distributors has called foul on unlisted supplier Import and Export Group, claiming that the company didn't deliver goods on time or at all, and then refused to pay back deposits that the distributors had already paid. For its part, Import and Export, led by Alfredo Lavieri, says the distributors' claims are baseless. Ultimately, though, the group of distributors claim losses of more than $600,000. Go to asicentral.com to read the full report. Summer business news now. A new survey says that small business owners are likely to skip the traditional week-long vacation this summer. Only 46% of respondents to the American Express Open survey said they'd be taking at least a week off from work this summer, a number that's down from 67% 5 years ago. What are your vacation plans over the next few months, Joe? Take our poll now on asicentral.com. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and program today. Joe, what is hot for today?
We have our first installment of Hot Products.
Oh, the Hot Products Special Edition.
Yeah, but I'm not telling you what the category is.
Okay.
It'll be a surprise today, but it's the first Hot Products edition of The Joe Show.
That is linked to the August issue of Counselor, where we show hot products, hot people,
hot
issues, hot editors. Kathy's featured in that one.
Ooh.
All right. Well,
we're getting a little blue here.
As we said before, a little blue here. Okay. We're going to take your calls on how to avoid a summer sales slump. We have some people on the line, but give us a ring at 215-953-4979 if you have any questions for the host today. On line 2, we have Derek. Derek, how are you today?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing
good.
Great. What's your question for the host?
Yeah, guys, my sales usually seem to taper off in the summer months, and I'm just wondering if you have any tips about how I can kind of keep the momentum going through this time of year.
Joe, momentum going?
I would say just keeping constant contact with your clients and, you know, kind of get them to start thinking towards the end of the year, because this it can be a very seasonal business, and then they're going to want to put their end-of-year orders in come October, November, and hopefully not in December, but that happens. So get them to start thinking about it a little early. Also, look at planning calendars, see what ideas are coming up that your clients can tie into to have, you know, a great promotion out there. But it's constant contact.
You know, I was talking to a distributor in San Diego, and she told me that what she does is, for her clients and her referrals, she asks if she can set up a table or a tent at their barbecues mm-hmm. and summer parties. So that way the people who work there from different departments can see what she does. So, you know, it doesn't cost her much. She just brings her stuff and brings some samples and talks to the people there and, you know, has giveaways. Often it's the overruns that she has anyway sitting around her office.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. Derek, I'd also say that this is a great time to be focusing on diversifying your business as much as possible. If, mm-hmm. you know, your traditional slow time is during the summer, like it sounds like maybe you're facing, then maybe if you can try to diversify a little bit, hit up some new markets, some customers in markets that you hadn't targeted before, then maybe they're, you know, purchasing more during the summer months, unlike some of the companies in markets that you're targeting right now.
I would say send some fun summer self-promotions, too, that people can use, you know, coolers and stuff, things that they would have fun with during the summer, and then they'll think of you. And also, like Joe said, plan for the holidays now.
Never too early for the holidays. That's the message, Derek.
Never too early to think ahead.
And also, Andy, did you know that June is safety month? So, you know, talk to your clients about safety programs. Yes?
There you go, Derek. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, talk safety and think holidays. That's the message for you today. Hopefully, we've given you some ideas. Hang on the line for your Visa gift card. All right. On line six, we have Stanley, one of our favorite and regular callers. Stanley, how are you today?
Very good. Very good.
Hi, Stanley.
More weekend, unfortunately, but...
Yeah, we all could.
I think we all could use a little more weekend here today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is what's your key to avoiding a summer sales slump?
Well, one of the things that I'm doing this year more than ever is being involved in outside charities where I can do some promotions for them, network with the people. You know, you're talking to people saying, oh, yes, I'm the one that provided this, 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 and that. This year, in 3 days, I'm leaving for San Francisco. I'm actually riding from San Francisco to Los Angeles. That's 545 miles for the AIDS ride. So I'm providing dog tags for some of the people there. Just anything to associate myself with the promotional aspect of the event, but also being a participant in the event, seems to really kind of do, good PR, and they see it as they want to, use me for other things because they see that I'm actually involved in the event as opposed to just selling to the event.
You know, that's an interesting point, Stanley, because I just did a Joe show on the nonprofit market, and one of the tips is to, go and volunteer your time with nonprofits, help with the event other than just a provider of the promotional products. Maybe you make a donation, either an in-kind of products they can give out to volunteers, or you can donate some time or donate some cash. And I think that what you're doing is a smart thing and a good thing.
Yeah.
If you want to go check it out, just I even branded myself. Just go to gostanley.org, and you can in the top corner there's a link for the ride. You can all next week, while you guys are sitting in the office and working, I'll be on my bike riding.
I'd rather be on my bike.
Not me. You go, Stanley.
All right, Stanley. Well, thanks for the call and good luck. And that was gostanley.org. We'll hit that up after the show for sure.
I will keep you guys posted.
Sounds good, Stanley.
Cool.
All right. We have a bunch of other callers calling in. If you have questions on how to avoid a summer sales slump, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. On line three, we have Ed. Ed, how are you today?
Good morning. Before I get to my main reason I called, it definitely facilitates a good return and good chance of getting business with charities if you do donate your time. I've done that for 4 years. It took till this year to get something in return, and that wasn't the only reason I was doing it by any means, but you always hope.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to be involved, right?
Yes. My main areas that I focus on in this time of year are kind of obvious, areas that engage in summer activities. It could be picnics, company picnics, not to ignore those, water parks, and resorts. Mm-hmm. That's kind of an obvious focus this time of year, where other things might die off. That's their heart of their season.
And have you had success in those areas?
I have, mainly resorts. I'm in Florida, and some of them are here locally. I'm in Jacksonville, and some are, and I try to focus on South Florida, where traffic is heavy. It's kind of hard to get to the sea worlds of the world, and don't try too hard on that just because they're so entrenched with companies and vendors they've used before.
Gotcha. Well, those are some great ideas. The summer outings are certainly a big market. Well, thanks for the call, Ed, and hang on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thank you, sir.
All right, on line one, we have Denise. Denise, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. What's your question for those?
Well, I've been noticing that my summer sales have been kind of slow, seemingly like everybody else's, and I want to come up with some promotions specifically for summer, and I was wondering if you had any ideas for that.
Well, we have the very own Joe Haley from The Joe Show, who's okay. Ready with ideas.
One of my favorite case histories, Short Towns. People go and they rent houses for the week, and some of the realtors do promotions, some don't. We had a realtor last year in North Carolina that when we checked in, they gave us a nice canvas tote, and inside the canvas tote were coupons and maps and guidebooks and all that, but also silicone wristbands that they encourage people to wear, and they had a spotter on the beach. If they saw you with one of the wristbands on, $100 bill right to you. There was four beer koozies in there. Were soda koozies, if you want to put soda in there. There was a Frisbee in there. And there's also a branded key tag. So it's a whole promotion. It's a gift bag for people who are coming to rent. And, you know, the tote bag could be used in and around the town when you mm-hmm. go grocery shopping, or it could be used wherever your hometown is. So I think that, you know, look to – if you're near any coastal places or any resorts where people are going to be renting cottages, renting houses for the week, talk to those real estate companies that actually handle those rentals and get them to start branding their name on the stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There you go. All right.
Fourth of July is coming, too, so send some Fourth of July promotions.
Coming fast and furious.
You can get these firework enhancement glasses mm-hmm. that you put them on, and they make the fireworks even look cooler than they are.
You're very excited about those.
Well, they're pretty cool because they're made out of paper, but they also have a little detachable. You can put a coupon in there, so you can work with local businesses to uh-huh. actually get those things logoed with the coupon to come in for, you know, buy one ice cream cone, get a second one for free, and give them out the local fireworks display or sell them for a dollar or whatever.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Good.
All right, Denise. Well, there are some ideas for you. Hopefully those help. Hang on the line for your Visa gift card. We have another call on line two from Irv, who I believe has a comment on summer sales. Irv, how are you today?
I'm okay. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Great. I think you may have already used a couple of mine. The charitable events is certainly a thing that can be an ongoing process, and the donation of time and money tends to bring back things sometimes your way. The other thing I would think, sporting events. There's always something happening around the ballparks and in the areas, and you know, that's probably an excellent avenue to pursue. But the big thing probably is golf outings. And I know perhaps you may have already said this. I couldn't hear while I was on hold, but golf outings are you know, a yearly thing, and if you can get your foot in the door, you're most likely, if you're successful at that first one, you're most likely going to have that for a couple of years to come. So there's just a few that I could think of offhand.
I love that. Yeah, anything that that is outdoors, anything that people are sort of celebrating, or festivals or events like charity walks, those are the places to go. Absolutely. In the summer.
What about souvenir shops, too, all over the place? I mean, you know. They buy stuff from
Absolutely.
Distributors.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And then the other thing with golf outings, if it's a slower time for you, too, you can also go and volunteer your time there to help your clients out, mm-hmm. whether signing
Very
people
true.
In, collecting scorecards. And, again, you're going to, you know, really ingratiate yourself.
Exactly.
Very good, Joe.
Exactly. You get your name out there to quite a number of other people as well.
Right.
All right, Irv. Well, thanks very much for the call and the comments. And hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right, now we're going to pause for a word from our show sponsor, I Promote You. But when we get back, Kathy is going to regale us with the 10 business emails that we should never send.
That's right.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities at iPromoteU.com.
All right, we're back on the Tuesday morning show where we are taking your calls on any topic. We're talking about how to avoid summer sales slumps, but if you have a question on anything on your mind today, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We'd be happy to take your call. All right, Kathy, what is this about business emails that one should never send?
Well, we all get emails like this. My mother constantly does this, yelling, you know, typing in all caps. Like,
I hate the yelling.
All the time.
She's hard of hearing. She's older.
But, you know, like, don't do that. This article is... this is funny. It says, when you type in all caps, you're basically likening yourself to those crazy dudes who yell about the end times on the subway.
The sandwich boards, yeah.
Exactly. So don't do that, Andy.
I'll try to, you know, stop doing that.
Another tip, don't go all kindergarten with your fonts. Like, don't be typing in Comic Sans.
Yeah.
You know
oh,
what I mean?
I hate that.
This is, I didn't know this, but when LeBron James, you know, spurned the Cleveland Cavaliers and the coach sent that email or posted something on the web about, you know, whatever, how terrible he was. He did it in Comic Sans, so that kind of ruined his credibility. Another thing is, like, don't get somebody's name wrong in an email. That's, you know, how stupid do you have to be to do that? And emoticons, Joe, you know I love my smiley emoticon. Mm. But, you know, okay, you can see the necessity of using a placating smiley when you want somebody to take an idea of yours and, you know, you want to butter them up a little bit, but don't do it with new contacts because it just comes across as juvenile. And
I'm
the other
big
thing,
on the whole emoticon thing.
No, you're not.
Frowny
because
face,
you're
Andy.
Frowny
face
too.
Emoticons plus Andy,
I mean, really,
equals frowny face.
If you, exactly.
If you can't get your point across with words, what's the point?
I always use smiley faces, but not with new contacts. But anyway, one last one. This is five, but we'll post this on our website. Don't use overly informal greetings like, hello, Sarsar. I'm going to tell you about a super rad product, blah, blah, blah.
Hello, what?
Sarsar, that's what it says. I guess if your name is like, I don't know, what would your name be?
I only do that with people I know really well, like, hey sweetie, things
right,
like that. Otherwise,
right, yeah. Right, yeah, well, it's okay to
not
do.
Not Sarsar, though.
No, not Sarsar.
You never use Sarsar?
No.
So, you know, like, don't use all that.
I'm gonna add. I'm gonna add one to this. Actually,
yeah.
The people who cannot seem to take the time to type out words,
oh,
like,
this is bit Michelle.
This is my biggest.
Oh, I do that.
Instead, they put THX.
That's what I do.
Or some do just TX.
TY. And some, as Joe and I joke all the time, so it's gonna get to a point where it's just T.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You have to decipher what the hell they're saying.
Just a blank. Right. Right. Send you a blank.
Well,
respond.
That's like text. That's text email.
You know what?
Well,
it doesn't take that much longer to use vowels.
You know it doesn't.
You know,
I know.
I don't mind so much when people don't capitalize. If it's an informal email,
yeah,
that's okay. You know,
right,
between, that's fine. But what I hate is, and you see it on Facebook a lot, when people like purposely misspell things or whatever. I had a very good time with like five R's in it, and then when they do the uppercase and the lowercase all in there, it's crazy.
It is morphing into a rant a little bit. You know what? There's an important message here, though, and that it, you know, you could be quite familiar with a client or, you know, with a new business contact, but don't get so familiar where you're treating them like you know, your friends and family in email.
It's a fine line, I would say. There's a fine line you have to kind of decipher which side you want to be on.
And I don't think you can ever go wrong with erring on the side of professionalism.
Yeah, which, I guess not.
For me, emoticons don't fall into that. You know, but hey, that's just
you know,
me.
It's funny, though. If I'm too formal with some people who consider themselves like really good friends with me, I get the emails, are you mad at me?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Where's the, some people actually
are
say,
mad?
Why didn't you call me sweetie? You're mad at me.
All right. Well, we were talking about charities before and the importance of nonprofits and targeting that market. Well, I found a story on Panera, the Panera Bread Company, which has many outlets throughout the country. And they are doing something very interesting, I thought, which they opened a year ago, an outlet in Clayton, Missouri. And this place for Panera was basically a charity-based restaurant. And what they do is, you don't pay. There's not a menu with prices on it. There's a menu with suggested amounts that people pay. And you can pay less or more,
mm-hmm,
or the exact suggested amount. And they say that roughly 60% leave the suggested amount, 20% leave more, and 20% leave less.
Does it all go to charity?
Well, all the profits go to charity. And this this outlet for Panera has made about $4,000 to $5,000 profit, $3,000 to $4,000 profit each month over the last 12 months that they're giving to a job training program for at-risk youths. So now this has been very successful, and they even had one order. A guy came in and got a sandwich, and he paid $500. For the sandwich, it's an important message. I think that it's pretty cool that there's this business that they're running that is highly profitable, mm-hmm. and it's just based to charity. But it's
Panera's
it's
a good
profitable company.
My son works there. He's sandwich certified.
He's sandwich certified.
Yes, he is.
He's got a little button on his hat.
Yep.
A little fin.
I like it. Maybe we should all get sandwich certified.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Or certified for something. Certified.
Yeah, we are certifiable in many ways. All right, Michelle. Well, you ran a session in, San Diego,
yes.
where we were a couple weeks ago, talking about what distributors want from suppliers. So
yes.
what did you find out during that session?
Well, I had a panel of four distributors from all prominent companies, and there were three main points that they all kind of agreed upon. When suppliers come into the office for an appointment, don't just come in with a catalog and drop it off, or even worse yet, take up the distributor's time by sitting down and flipping through the catalog and that's all. They can do that on their own time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Come in with ideas. Come in with case histories. Come in, I mean, you know, the suppliers know their products better than anyone. Come in with like hardcore ideas of how you can use the product.
Yeah, that's good.
Even referrals, you know, help distributors out with their business.
I wonder how many are doing that.
To hear my four distributors on this panel, not many.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that's what distributors have to do with their clients. They,
right.
they can't just walk in and flip through a catalog.
And I don't think, you know? In defense of the suppliers, it could be that the suppliers think the distributors are so busy they don't want to take up a lot of their time, so they just bring in the catalog and drop it off. The distributors want to know how to sell your products. Case histories are the best thing you can do. Self-promotion campaigns. I asked the suppliers in the audience of this panel how many of them do it. There were like 3 out of 30. Do self-promotion campaigns, and when you send samples to distributors, put their logos on the sample. Many suppliers send out a sample using their logo.
Mm-hmm.
It's more helpful to the distributor to show it with the distributor's logo.
Sure.
Third, follow up with information after a trade show. Ugh. Within 5 days. It's, you know, and I love the suppliers, but it is pitiful how bad, and some of them will admit it, they are bad about following up. Distributors who are on my panel and others I've talked to in the past year, within 5 days, they'd like some sort of follow-up. And I'm going to give a fourth one, and this is a shout-out to our listener, Stanley,
uh-oh.
Who spoke to me in San Diego and asked for a very simple thing from suppliers. Offer the option to have boxes shipped out without the supplier's logo, blank boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So Stanley and other distributors can put their own logos, a sticker on the box, something like that. So it touts his business, not so much the supplier. So,
right.
you know, one would think it would be an easy thing for suppliers to offer blank boxes, or at least that option, to distributors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that trade show follow-up point.
Oh, my God, it's so key.
Well, that's also a message for distributors, too, mm-hmm. because anybody who exhibits at a trade show, and I know distributors do many in, you know, the target mm-hmm. markets that they're going after, the most important thing you can do is follow up afterwards. You never know. You don't know. I mean, you're qualifying people while at a show, and you're figuring out what they want and what their potential is. But you don't know until you really speak to them afterwards, you know, how good of a client they could really be.
And the lead retrieval system is so computerized now, and it's so electronic that those leads could be sent back to the office at the end of each show day.
Yeah.
And they can start to be processed the next day. I mean, I know times where you're talking to a supplier and they want to scan you, even though you say, you know, you work for ASI and the magazine and stuff, they scan you anyway. Then you get something from them, a thank you letter and a catalog from them 3 months later. It's like,
at that point, the ship has sailed.
Yeah, right. You don't even remember.
You know, what if I'm a distributor and you're sending that to me? It's like 3 months later. It's like, really? I was interested in your product, and this is how fast you get back to me?
No, if you're going to follow up, do it immediately. Or, like most, unfortunately, don't do it at all. You know, you got to do it quickly.
Our studies show that only 20% of suppliers admit to following up after a trade show, which to me is a colossal waste.
Yeah, like, what are you doing there then?
Yeah.
You know, and
that
it,
is an amazing
It happens with us, too, sometimes when we want to feature products in our show
mm-hmm.
reports, and we ask, can you? I mean, to me, if I'm that supplier and you want to give me free press mm-hmm. on my product, I'm calling someone in the back office right there and saying, please put this in the mail right now. And sometimes you'll get it after the show report has been written, after the magazine has gone to the printer. Mm-hmm. We eventually find room for them and they'll come an issue. But, you know, to me, it's like it's that follow-up even with us.
Right.
Snooze, you lose, Joe. Absolutely.
There you go. No snoozing, all right. Kathy.
All right, Joe. Well, everybody wants to know how to boost their bottom line, and I understand that you have some ways.
All right, I have eight tips.
What do you got?
Okay, I have eight tips. These are courtesy of Entrepreneur Magazine. I don't have my reading glasses with me, so I'm taking my glasses off and holding this 3 inches from
Michelle,
my face.
Michelle, you might have to help Joe on this one.
Poppy.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, courtesy of Entrepreneur Magazine. I'm going to give you three of the
eight. Put your glasses back on. You look weird.
Okay, I'm going to cover my face in Kathy. Here's one. Stay visible and connected. Whether it's getting the most up-to-date certifications or taking your brand online with a social media campaign, face competitors head-on, okay? You don't want to hide there in the back. Even if your bottom line's hurting, the worst thing you can do is not market. And we talked about that all the time.
She's talking to me, Joe. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Another tip.
Just keep going.
Market smart. What I mean by that is market smart. Use social media that's out there. Think of different ways that you connect with your clients. We talk about social media is very big right now. So use the internet to maximize your marketing, whether it's attention-getting social media campaigns or a webinar. Use what's available to you. And the last tip I'm going to give you, and again, we'll post all eight of these on our website, is lose the lease. And what they mean by that, if you are renting space, look at your other options. You might be able to rent space with other companies where you kind of just have conference rooms and cubicles and phones and a secretary and stuff, and everyone shares the same space. Mm-hmm. Let your employees work from home. Mm-hmm. If that's an option, and yourself, work from home. Don't go out and lease a building if you don't need to do this. So you can save money there, and it's going to help your bottom line. But again, I'll put my glasses back on.
Joe, look in the camera and let our audience be the judge.
We won't make Joe read anymore because he can't see. But check out the rest of those tips on our website at asicentral.com/radio. All right, it is now time for our favorite segment, Our Favorite Things, which Michelle was just about to write me a note about,
yes,
and I beat her to it. So, Michelle, you lead us off.
So bossy.
Well, my favorite thing is, you remember in the 70s and 80s and,
yes,
well, 90s, mood rings?
Uh-huh.
Well, 90s.
Yeah.
What mood are you in?
Well, we'll find out 1 second when it's on my finger. Anyway, this is from Thermographics, ASI 91100. You'll be able to see all of our products on asicentral.com/radio. It comes with a card that tells you what each color means. Right now, and Joe will attest to this, I am dark blue, purple. I'm not black. It means happy, romantic, and passionate.
Obviously, these rings don't work.
So we can't vouch for how accurate they are, but that's all.
They are very cool, though.
But I like that because it's a whole band. I remember back in the 70s, you'd be that stone on top.
Yeah,
it was
right.
A
big stone. This is a band. It looks like a wedding band.
Okay. We're going to take that off. Yeah. All right, Kathy.
All the men in the country shudder, too.
What is your favorite product of the week?
Mine is this little magnetic pen clip. It clips to your visor or a filing cabinet. It has a magnet on the back, so you could stick it on your fridge or filing cabinet. And it holds a bunch of sheets of paper, too, so it's good for that.
You can clip them together, write
yeah,
a
you
note,
can
and stick it on your
exactly.
refrigerator.
Exactly. Yeah, isn't
nice.
That cool?
I like it.
Uh-huh. And it's from Magnetel, Inc., ASI 68480. And the website is on our website.
The website is on our
That's
website,
right.
asicentral.com/radio. Joe.
Yeah, Andy.
Go.
All right. I have two ribbon awareness pen combo with a – this has got a pink marker and a highlighter marker, and I have another one here. It's got a pen on one side, and again, it's got a pink highlighter. This is great. Breast cancer awareness is coming up in October, and we talked about early in the program, never too early to start thinking ahead.
Oh, yeah,
so if
definitely.
You have clients
October
who are involved –
October now is a good time mm-hmm. to
yeah.
think for October.
If you have
sure.
clients who are involved with either walks, runs, or something – also great for doctor's office to encourage women to go get their yearly mm-hmm. mammograms when you're Kathy's age. That's important.
I could
do
that.
This would be great. It's a great product, too. You have your pen and your highlighter on both sides, and it's for a good cause. And it's from Liquimark, and they are ASI 67675.
It's not awkward to write with either.
No, it's not. It fits in your hand very nicely.
Nice. All right. My favorite product of the week comes from Simply Think USA, and that's ASI 87344. And I went with an electronic luggage locator, since so many people lose luggage. This is a great useful item for any travelers or salespeople that are on the road a lot, travel agencies, touring groups, and those types. So check that out on our website. Again, asicentral.com/radio. All right, we have a caller on the line, Daryl, who has a comment about suppliers and I think what we were talking about before. Daryl, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. This is Daryl from Aerial Premium Supply, a supplier.
Hey, Daryl.
About what distributors want from suppliers. and tying it into your original discussion about how to build summer sales.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we believe that distributors want and that all suppliers should do a better job at is helping distributors know when to start marketing for seasonal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, it seems to me that if people are trying, if a distributor is trying to boost summer sales, it could be a little late, couldn't it?
Right. Yeah. You're right.
You know, so, you know, we could be doing a better job of helping our distributors by telling them in January, February, here's all the summer ideas. Summer's going to come quick.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Here's how we can help you with that.
Right. Absolutely.
By partnering with them and helping them in the with the calendar, I guess.
That's right. That's right.
Are you a fan of case giving your distributors case histories, I bet?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, are you a fan of giving your distributors case histories?
Yes, not only case histories, but we believe in being more proactive and actually developing actual sales and marketing business builder plans.
Yeah, that's great.
Cool. All right, Daryl. Well, thanks for the call, and thanks for calling to defend all suppliers since we were beating up on you there for a little bit.
No, it's okay. We all suppliers want to work with distributors on a partnership basis. We just all need to learn how to do that better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank all right. You. Thanks for the call, and hang on the line so Vinny can get your information. Well, unfortunately,
that
we are
nice.
All out of time for today, and Daryl gets the last word. But
not Joe.
Yeah, no, not Joe. No, Joe doesn't get the rant for today.
I could.
No. No, we heard you enough. All right, but stay tuned next week when we'll talk more about our summer barbecues. Right, Joe?
You got it, Andy.